It's after school on Friday, and the Amro High School wrestling team is boarding a bus to head to an out-of-town meet.
Okay, guys, let's go. Have a seat.
Just a few years ago, Brent Vroman was doing the same thing. He was a conference champion, one of the state's top wrestlers. After he graduated in 2001, he enlisted in the Marines. Scott Eckstein was one of Vroman's high school wrestling coaches. A former Marine himself, Eckstein says the training and dedication needed to compete in wrestling prepared Vroman for the rigorous life of a Marine.
He's one of those people that a parent or a coach, you don't really worry about them once they get out of high school because you know they're going to make it. You know, they're just going to do whatever they have to do to make it.
In places like Amro, kids grow up together, often keeping the same friends from kindergarten through high school. A small town can become like a very large extended family. Marge Fransky's daughter was a good friend of Brent Vroman's. She remembers him as a boisterous boy who didn't lose his energy as he grew.
He didn't really like to just sit around and read and do math and that kind of stuff, although he was very capable of it. But he was just fun to be with from little on. Mm-hmm. And with him being having a twin brother, it was always, well, Brent and Brian, Brian and Brent, and they were always a team.
Brent's twin, Brian Vroman, was also a high school wrestler and is an active duty Marine, possibly facing deployment to Iraq. News accounts say Brian was planning a Christmastime wedding, but he's not spoken publicly of his brother's death or his future plans. Clearly, people in Amro are depressed by the news of his death. Vroman had only shipped out in September, so it's hard for many to accept that the smiling blonde with the wrestler's build won't be coming home. Marge Fransky's face turns red and tears well up as she remembers hearing that Brent was killed.
And I didn't want to believe it. I thought, no, there must be a mistake. And then I thought of my daughter, who's a student in Madison, and that we'd have to call her. And I still don't want to believe it, but I know it's true.
Brent Vroman is the first U.S. soldier from Amro to die in battle since the Vietnam War.
Today a soldier fell, a fallen hero. He put himself in harm's way for us, enduring it all.
14-year-old Taylor Hunt wrote a poem for Vroman. She titled it A Flying Angel.
Shock and disbelief. Is he truly gone? He went away and never came home.
As he suffered. Vroman's former wrestling coach, Scott Eckstein, says before Vroman enlisted, he asked for advice about the Marines. Eckstein told him the discipline he'd learned there would give him a good start in life.
Unfortunately, you know, young men like him that have courage and that have dedication are very often the ones that pay the ultimate price, you know, because they're willing to put themselves out there for the rest of us. You know, that's just the way it is.
When his tour of duty was up, Brent Vroman planned to attend the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. He wanted to train as a canine unit police officer. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.